A Texas judge is hearing arguments in a case involving a pregnant woman's plea for an exception to the state's strict abortion ban. 31-year-old Kate Cox, a Dallas area mother of two, writes that she is pregnant again and was told the fetus has a fatal condition and could be stillborn or will live no more than a week. In an unprecedented test of the strict abortion bans imposed since Roe v. Wade was overturned, Cox is suing the state, asking the court to allow her to end the pain and suffering of this pregnancy for her and the unborn girl. She says her doctor, citing Texas law, won't perform the procedure despite the risk to her health. Texas does allow some exemptions under its abortion ban, but many physicians say it's vaguely worded and they fear potential criminal charges or lawsuits. I'm Jackie Quinn.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.